Ready and go. Do those biceps.
Do those pecs.
Doesn't it sound like we've entered
it sounds
like
a workout.
Yeah.
It's a workout video. Yes.
Lift those legs and move those arms and jumping down and doing this.
The star of that workout video, Kurt Wagner's here, TVshowpatrol.com. He has a remote and he lifts it and he presses a button and he lets it down. It's fantastic.
And that's why my gut is growing every day.
You've got a 5-pack, which you rarely see on a human, but
it's under my chin.
Doesn't that sound like, remember that 7-minute workout or something that was on in the middle of the night?
Yeah.
And they'd zoom in on the girl's ass.
Yes.
I mean, it was like, can we do that?
Yeah. Well,
oh my God.
It was a big thing, Wendy. Kurt Wagner is here, TVshowpatrol.com. You know him, you love him. He knows his world of television. Kurt, what's wrong? You look confused. Everything okay?
I had the things on backwards.
Your things are on backwards.
I didn't see that on the workout.
Let's leave it at that. All right. First of all, the world has gone nuts because of the final episode of The Bachelor. You know this, right? Yeah.
Have you watched 1 minute of
that
show, Nor have
I? No.
I don't watch
that. I talked about this a little bit, Wendy, when you were out yesterday. I said it's so nice because Harry Tynowitz filled in for you. And I said about Harry, I go, it was so nice to have a conversation with Harry where neither he nor I mentioned The Bachelor at all. Because for the last 4 days, no matter where you go, people go, how about this Bachelor? How about this? Do you not know, I've totally missed this.
I don't know anything about this.
So the guy who is The Bachelor, or was The Bachelor, Ari Leyendijk, he's a race car driver, he chose a woman to be his forever. You know,
no, for the show.
Well, yeah, but that's what they lead you to believe, that they have fallen in love with a woman and it is a love that will last a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And he picked her and he said, will you marry me? And she, you know, and everybody was excited. And then he changed his mind. He said, this is like 3 or 4 weeks later, he called up the producers and he go, I've made a horrible mistake. I really love this other woman. Can we bring everybody back and film an episode where
and reshoot it?
And I don't know that they reshot it. I think what they did is they had this epic planned, and then he said, I used to love you, but now I love you, so I'm going to marry her instead of you. And then they let the woman who got dumped, now she'll be the new bachelorette.
I think this was intentional.
Do you think it was
set up? But don't they do this all the time?
Well, no, what usually happens is they ride off into the sunset, and then 6 months or a year later, they go, oh, what a horrible mistake I've made. But this guy just did it sooner. But people are furious. Oh, you can't do that to us.
I bet this is the new twist, and it was intentional.
You think it is?
I don't know. I haven't watched a minute of that show.
No, me neither.
I don't watch
me
that show
neither.
Either.
Me neither.
I don't care.
All right.
And after watching that, what's that show on that sort of fictionalizes The Bachelor, and it's written by a former producer on The Bachelor.
You're the TV guy. You're supposed to know this.
Where is that show? On ABC also?
No, it's on... Oh, God, no. I'm not going to be able to think of it. I can't remember. Anyway, I've talked about it before, but I'm having a total brain fart.
That happens. So they're making fun of The Bachelor, or what is it?
It's like a serious show.
Yeah.
And it's a drama. And it's written by somebody who used to be a producer on The Bachelor, and what they sort of show the behind the scenes of what happens and how the producers
manipulate
everyone and make things happen and make sort of the fights happen and stuff like that.
All right, so that's what just happened.
Is it Unreal?
Yeah, Unreal.
Unreal, thanks. Jasmine with the point in. She tipped it in.
Yeah.
I wish there was another show about O.J. Simpson. Is it possible, Kurt? Will there be another show about O.J. Simpson?
I'd watch it.
Yeah?
Nobody can see this, but
dun, 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 dun.
Your wish is granted.
What happened? What's O.J. Simpson going to
be? This Sunday, Fox has O.J. Simpson, The Lost Confession.
Oh.
And they're presenting this very dramatically as does he confess?
But
is this
the thing that was shot years and years ago?
It was shot in 2006.
Yeah, that's
by the thing. Judith Reagan was the journalist.
Yeah.
She was a HarperCollins publisher, and she interviewed him, and in the interview... He does this sort of hypothetically, here's what might have happened the night of.
But he wrote a whole
book
like
If I Killed Her or something along those lines.
This was tied to the book. But for some reason, there was some legal shenanigans that prevented them from using the tapes.
Oh, but now it's clear.
They can.
Yeah.
And I bet we'll hear this a lot.
They say they're lost tapes, but I just feel like Fox just held on to them until a perfect time when they had to make sure nobody watched something else.
Did you see the reason?
And it just so happens that the new American Idol on ABC starts Sunday at the same time as
that's
this.
That's what's going on
and
there.
And American Idol used to be on Fox.
I just saw a story a week ago that, you know who Sacha Baron Cohen is, right?
Yeah.
Borat. He's making some movie.
Very nice.
And apparently, O.J. Simpson is either going to be in the movie or they offered him a bunch of money to be in the movie, and everyone's outraged. Well, you don't want a movie with O.J. Simpson in it. But I don't know if he's playing himself or he's playing a different character. I don't know.
I don't know.
All right.
So anyway,
O.J. Simpson,
in this thing,
The Lost Confession is Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday. Okay. So in this thing, they've shown clips of it. He's asked to speculate about what happened that night. And the weird thing is he often falls into the tense of, well, then I did this.
Oh.
And then I did that. And he mentions one of his friends.
Which one?
Some guy named Charlie, who went with him to confront Nicole Brown and handed him the knife, he says. And so there's all this weird stuff,
telling.
Which is why they're saying, is it a confession? And they have this whole panel that's coming back to talk about the tapes, including Chris Darden, who was one of the attorneys, prosecutors against him. And there's a Nicole Brown Simpson family member, an anti-domestic violence advocate, and a FBI profiler who had worked on the case, I think. So they will be analyzing the tapes as we're watching and talking about it and everything. So
I might watch it. I don't know.
He can't be, like, whatever he says in these tapes, though, they can't retry him for this.
No.
Right? Those days are over.
The double jeopardy.
Yeah,
thing,
right.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Kurt Wagner's here from TVShowPatrol.com. We've got a lot more to tell you about the world of TV. If you want to jump in, 312-981-7200. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Kurt Wagner's here, Wendy.
How bizarre.
He's got his own website, TVShowPatrol.com, in which he discusses TV and how much you'll enjoy it when you see it.
I love TV,
it
Kurt.
Is. So do we all.
Kurt, there is a local actor that you would like to mention.
Yes. Corey Hardrick is from Chicago Heights, born and raised here in Chicago. And he is in this new show called The Oath, which you can stream for free on Crackle, crackle.com.
Mm-hmm.
And it started yesterday. All the episodes are up there. It's a very interesting show about cop gangs.
What are cop gangs?
Gangs.
Of cops?
That are made of cops, and they do bad things. Like
and then who brings them to justice? Movie,
they're rogue cops.
Yeah, rogue
they're
cops.
Rogue
and
cops.
They form gangs, and this is a real thing that happens. The guy who wrote this is a former L.A. County Sheriff's Department officer, was there for 18 years and was a member of a cop gang.
So you would be in a gang at the same time as you were a cop?
Well, the gang is cops. Cops make
cops.
Up the gang, yes.
Oh,
and they do things like in this show, it opens with a bank robbery, and it turns out to be this gang of cops.
Oh.
Yeah. And so Corey Hardrick stars in this. He's one of the members of one of the cop gangs. And it's very interesting and intense show. But I interviewed him, and he told me my favorite ever how I got into show business story.
What is his
which
story?
Is not really funny, but it's just it made me laugh. He says he grew up in Chicago Heights, and when he was, I don't know, like 96 maybe it was, or 93, when he was 11 or 12 or 13, his mom said, you're going to audition for this Oprah Winfrey movie that's filming here, or you will get a spanking.
Oh, yeah.
So he went, and his brother went, and they auditioned, and they both got small parts in it. And no spanking. And he said, you know, I had done little things before, like little plays and stuff, but this, seeing the cameras, and I saw Oprah, I didn't ever talk to her or even get close to her, but I saw her, and seeing the sets and all that stuff just made me love it.
Yeah.
And so I started to do it more, and then he was in his high school theater program, and he did a bunch of bit parts on locally shot shows and things like that. And then when he was 19, moved to L.A.
So to this day, when he auditions for a role and doesn't get it, does his mom give him a spanking?
I don't think so. He didn't say
not.
That.
I hope not, Kurt.
No.
That's a crazy story.
Yeah, it was my interview with him is in the Sun Times today, I think.
Oh.
But it's online, too, if you want to
read. All right.
Super.
Big news in the world of Star Wars. For another local actor, Jon Favreau.
What?
Jon Favreau spent some time here, yeah.
I didn't know that.
No, I don't know what he's got to do with the Star Wars.
Oh, you're going to like this.
Yes.
You seem surprised, but it's your story, yeah.
He is going to, he has agreed to executive produce and write a live action Star Wars series for one of the Disney streaming services that's coming soon.
Wow.
He is so excited. I read an interview with him last night. This is the most excited I've ever heard him.
Yeah, he's a big Star Wars
fan. Gigantic.
Star Wars fan, yeah.
He said when he was a kid, if somebody would have told him, you know, flash forward to this year, 2018, and you'd be writing stories for the Star Wars universe, he said, there's no way in the world I would have believed it.
And this is live action, hence
it's live
not
action.
Cartoon.
Right.
No,
I gotta get
and so
Mack
it'll
involved.
Be some kind of
I want Jimmy
Star
Mack
Wars.
To be my Star Wars
right.
hero.
But, you know, they're finding all these different these different parts of that universe to go into now. So
he said as a kid, if he didn't watch a Star Wars movie, his mom would give him a spanking. there's going to be a Sopranos prequel, but this is going to be tough because James Gandolfini is no longer with us.
Well, it's
is
far
it way in the way in the past?
Yeah, I don't think he's even born yet. His character.
This is the prequel, right?
Yeah, prequel.
Oh. Oh, okay.
But some of the other actors have already been in discussions to be in this, so I don't know how that could be.
I don't know how that could be either. Oh. It's going to be set in the 60s. The Many Saints of Newark is what it's called, and it'll feature his Tony Soprano's dad and mom.
Oh.
Played by other actors.
Oh.
Younger actors.
Yeah, because Nancy Marchand is gone.
She was so good.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah, she was great. Yeah. Livy Soprano, was that her name?
Olivia?
Yeah, I think they called her Livy.
Liv.
Yeah. And it's a feature project, so it'll be in the theaters.
And it's still David Chase, the guy who put the HBO version together.
He wrote it, yeah.
Yeah.
Or co-wrote it.
Last time we had Jan Kurt, you did a new feature that people loved. Everywhere I went, people loved it.
Pick
of the week. What is pick of the week this week?
Well, I thought this week because I have to confess that I've always sort of mocked reality shows secretly. And you said, oh, don't want to watch
those, right?
It's
ruining TV.
But, you know, I confess that for the last three years, I sort of have gotten into, I started watching one of the blind auditions of The Voice.
Oh, my God.
And I started watching it. And then last season was the first season I watched from start to finish. And then this last Monday night, I had this event, and I couldn't watch, and I forgot to record. And I was crushed when I got home. I was like, what am I going to do? And so, thank God for Hulu, the next day I was able to watch
it. You caught up with it.
I've started watching The Voice. This is the first season ever, because I love Kelly Clarkson. I love her.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome. I love the show. I don't know how the rules work, but I'm going to...
And even Adam Levine, who you've said horrible, horrible things about
Maroon
in the past.
Maroon 5 is the worst.
That's what I mean. That sort of behavior.
Although other people don't like him either because, you know, they choose.
So good.
There's Blake Shelton, who no wonder he got Gwen Stefani. I just love him. He is the sexiest man alive. Alicia Keys, without makeup, who still looks beautiful. Kelly Clarkson, who is so animated and hysterical. And Adam Levine, who they decide, like, oh, I want to pick your contestant. I guess they're assembling a team together.
Yeah, that's how they...
And a lot of people don't want to be on Adam Levine's team.
Because why?
Because look at the competition.
So what happens is they turn, and if all four turn, they basically have to compete to get the contestant to choose them to be their coach.
So their goal is with the turning, because I didn't understand this at first either, they want to judge you strictly on your voice, not on how
you
look.
That's the voice.
That's
there's
it.
No appearance, no anything.
But then eventually,
or no age limit or
they
anything
do
like
flip
that.
Around and they look at the person.
Right. But that means they've already chosen. So if only one turns around, that person's on your team. If two turn around, then you have to try to convince the contestant.
And
to
no
pick
one picks
you.
Adam Levine.
They don't.
Well, this week he had a rough week this week.
Yes, and you know Blake Shelton. You start thinking if you're a person who wants to achieve greatness in the musical world, it's like okay, Kelly Clarkson's pretty popular. She'll be able to help me. Maybe my style of singing works best with Alicia Keys. Blake Shelton. If I'm into country at all, he's my man.
Your guy, yeah.
And then it's like, what is Adam Levine? If I want to wear tight jeans, I know, but still,
rock. He loves rock too. But Blake has won the most.
He's
more,
awesome.
More contestants want
of
to be on his team
seasons,
than anybody.
He's won the most seasons.
Oh.
Adam's won some, but not as many. And Alicia won the last time she was on, which was the first time she was on.
Last season was her first
Adam
time.
Adam and Blake are on every season.
Yeah.
And then the other two seats sort of change.
Yeah. I can't believe how much I enjoy this show.
Yeah,
I watch
it
with
it's
Michael,
fun because
my son.
Their rapport is good. And each one of them sort of has a different style,
they're
I guess.
They're so funny
like,
with each
like
other.
The way they are. You know, their personalities are a bit different. And, you know, and Blake and Adam are always trying to hijack the other one and you know, get people, if Adam hasn't turned, but Blake and Kelly have, he always tries to get them to take Kelly instead
and
of
did this
Blake.
Become more popular than American Idol? The Voice kind of superseded it.
And what's going to happen with the American Idol?
Yeah, that'll
back.
Be interesting to see because Idol's back Sunday night.
And then America's Got Talent is still a factor,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's in the summer, yeah. But yeah. That's on NBC also, so that doesn't start until The Voice is off. Oh. The Voice is on 2 times a year.
And the other ones,
yeah,
are the other ones only on once? It seems like they're on twice. No?
America's Got Talent's just in the summer. It's a summer thing.
Oh.
And Idol is just, I think it's, now that it's on ABC, it'll be once a year.
A one-time thing.
Yeah, right. I don't think they want to oversaturate.
It's fun to watch.
But it is fun.
That's
and you know, the interesting thing, though, is that not a lot of The Voice winners have gone on and been as famous as American Idol winners.
Why is that?
Like
is there
Kelly Clarkson is a... She's not even, is she a winner? Yeah, she won the first season, yeah.
Why is that, Kurt? Why is it American Idol that keeps producing stars and not The Voice?
I don't know.
Because more people watched it back then. And these are coaches to help you kind of figure out how to make
your
yourself.
Style. Yeah. And these are people who are already somewhat accomplished singers, too.
I get it. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Kurt, great to see you. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend. That's Kurt Wagner. Again, his website is tvshowpatrol.com. All your TV information is right there. We'll take a quick break, give you some news, and then Kenny Rogerson joins us. Stick around, Bill and Wendy, WGN.